The last time Wisconsin's tax on beer was increased, Richard Nixon was president. Since then, the tax has been flat at 6.5 cents per gallon. That's the third lowest beer tax in the nation. Eau Claire County Board Supervisor Jim Dunning says it's far too low when you consider all the county resources going into combating and dealing with alcohol abuse. Things like county drug courts, treatment programs, even expanded jails, Dunning argues, are costs related to alcohol that are picked up by every taxpayer.
That's when we started looking into the tax. That's the one way to get directly back at it. And it went from there to creating this resolution to increase the tax, with the money being strictly dedicated to issues that are related to alcohol abuse.
Dunning's resolution would call on state lawmakers to raise the tax on beer to 31 cents per gallon, 84 cents per gallon for wine, and just over $7 per gallon for hard liquor to match national averages. Also, he's suggesting a $1 excise tax on every drink served at a bar. Democratic State Representative Therese Berceau was the last lawmaker to introduce a bill to raise the beer tax in Wisconsin back in 2009. She says while many citizens may agree with an increase, legislators, leery of the state's alcohol lobby, aren't likely to budge.
I just don't know if I'm going to be alive when I see an increase that will seriously address how much it's costing all of us.
The Wisconsin Tavern League says it doesn't expect the resolution calling for a beer tax increase to get much support in Madison. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.